Welcome, friends. Many people have asked me why the heck they should listen to me. What do I know about vaccines? Well, not quite. They're nicer than I am. But a question is something to that effect. So I'm going to give you the answer to that. When AIDS was started after Jonas Salk in Zaire found that trying to make a polio vaccine, by the way, polio was all the way, was on its way out when Jonas Salk started to develop the his attempt at a vaccine for polio. Of course, as you know, his first attempt gave polio to people. Okay, and then he found out that he had to change the form that it was delivered in, and then supposedly that didn't give people polio. But I know people who got polio after they took the polio vaccine. Okay, so. And simian virus, that's the reason the simian virus happened, and they realized this, okay? They said, well, Jonas, you were inculcating, you were letting the growth medium be protein you took from green monkeys. So that's why the myth came out that AIDS started because gay guys were having sex with green monkeys. And mind you, this was in the newspaper, okay? This was again and again and again. Complete nonsense. They now know that every single animal, especially the older the species of the animal is, the more dormant viruses they have in them, which they say if they can take that dormant virus and activate it again, humans don't have any resistance in their immune system to such viruses that were basically went extinct in some cases millions of years ago. Certainly a long, long time ago with animal species. Well, every single species that they use, whether it's they use lamb, they use cows, they use monkeys, they use egg protein, you name it. Whatever animal they used was filled with these dormant viruses, which they then turned into retroviruses. So if you also look at what happened in Zaire, Ebola was started according to the mythology. And these are all, this is all lies, not even myth. I shouldn't be so nice. These are blatant lies. They said that a woman in Zaire was cutting up a water buffalo wrong and she created Ebola. Complete and absolute insanity. These are weaponized viruses that are found in nature, but they're not even alive when they're found in nature. Don't forget, they're exosomes. They're simply cell debris from animals that carry dead proteins that happen to still have dormant viruses in them. Now, that's what this is all about. So if somebody starts, well, I'll get there in a second. No, I better say that now. If somebody says to you, and you're listening to somebody, and they want to charge you money to tell you something about the pandemic, they're liars, okay? And if they're talking to you about the plandemic and about messenger RNA and stem cells, then they're idiots. They didn't do any research because the research from the company who invented this says that they can't get the messenger RNA to go inside the cell. So they made up the lie that they created a Farran claw, an enzyme claw that claws into the cell and then sticks the messenger RNA in there. That's all lies. So don't believe you can get ill from people shedding stem cells, because first off, that isn't the way it happens. And transmissibility, even with the flu or with the cold, has yet to be proven to this very day. Transmissibility of AIDS, HIV, from one person to the next has never been demonstrated. It's never been shown, okay? And, oh, wait, the virus for AIDS has never been isolated. Isn't that a coincidence? It's just like the pandemic. So if someone is going to tell you about immunizations, vaccinations, and they don't mention Jonas Salk, they don't mention that the World Health Organization for years, because I had all of their newsletters, and I'll tell you why in just a second. I had all their newsletters. I had them stacked up as tall as my desk. And in probably, 50 of them, they demand that scientists must create a new retrovirus that can kill a large amount of our overpopulated Earth. So if you think for one second the World Health Organization is there for health, you are sorely mistaken. They are there to kill people. And I used to have all this proof until I moved to Hawaii and got rid of all of it. But the reason I had it is for the following. Right after AIDS was basically announced as the thing that's going to kill everybody. Remember? Think back. We were told that all you had to do was be near a person who had AIDS, HIV. Okay? Not only bodily contact, any transmissibility through the air, transmissibility through contact, through skin contact, every type of transmissibility was told to us happens through AIDS. We now know none of that's true. None of that's true. As a matter of fact, there are people who have had AIDS for 40 years and they still haven't died. Okay, because their immune system got strong and because some of them came to us and we told them where to go to get the blood plasma treatment in France, which cost a fortune. And those people, I could mention them, they're very big names. They're the big leaders of the people who are fighting AIDS, who had AIDS. They don't tell you they had AIDS, but they did. And they came to us and asked us, and we told them where to go to get multiple treatments and therapies, particularly in France, through hitting your blood with ozone. If you extract all your blood, hit it with ozone, put it back in the body, then all the symptoms go away. But those symptoms, what were the symptoms of AIDS? They were diseases that were only known to monkey. Monkeypox was basically one of the outcroppings of these experimentations, which started back in the 40s in Germany. And so even before Jonas Salk came along, they'd already invented laboratory-made monkeypox. They'd already invented these sarcomas and these basically these horrible illnesses that are skin diseases for cows and for sheep. So when you saw those horrible bruises, those horrible wounds, those lesions on the body of someone with AIDS, that is a disease that only happens to sheep, and it hasn't happened to sheep for a long time because it was a dormant virus that was awakened. Now, how is it that I know these things? When I was in one of my PhD programs at Wayne State University, right after AIDS came out, this was a education administration course at Wayne State University with their most tenured professor. And I was in the course, and we didn't like it, but the assistant surgeon general showed up. And our professor said, "You're going to do whatever this person says if we want to get a grade." And what did they do? We didn't study anything we were supposed to. They gave us all of the information on AIDS as they had it, or at least most of it. And then they asked us to develop the policy for all schools. How will principals, how will teachers? And so we came up with the idea that every teacher has to have in a film container a pair of gloves, so they if there's blood, and then we came up with the idea that it's against the law, of course, to be prejudiced and discriminate against these people. So we had to create policies that made sure that a principal who was informed that a child had AIDS could not tell anyone else in the building. But at the same time, the news was telling you that if that child was in the building, every person is going to get AIDS. That's literally what they were telling us. And we knew that that wasn't true. I knew it wasn't true because I was in the group. What did the group do? The group was told the following. AIDS is a retrovirus that was created exactly as I just told you, accidentally. And then it spread. Now, what they didn't tell us is the following. That before they came to us and developed a policy for all schools in America, that are federally supported, of course, public schools, they had ran ads, full page ads in every single major city in America. And the ad said full page, and it was the World Health Organization who put this out. If you are Black, if you are Hispanic, if you are gay, if you are Black and poor, you must get these two free shots because you're going to die from hepatitis B and smallpox if you don't get these shots because you live a filthy life. Literally, that is what the message was. How many people took them up on it? Huge amounts, because it was a free vaccination that they said was safe and effective, and that if you'd come get this, you wouldn't get smallpox and hepatitis B and die. Well, that's all nonsense. Inside of that was the retrovirus in those shots. Now, there was a guy named Barry Lines, L-Y-N-E-S, and if you get his book, The Cancer Cure That Worked, or he has four books on cancer, and in a few of them, he discusses his research, which got him killed. which was he went back to the health departments and pulled down the list of all of the people that he could find that had been given the smallpox and hepatitis B shots after the World Health Organization had done a huge propaganda and created this false narrative. Then after a matter of a few years, he went back and he went to those people and he literally looked them up and asked them, and guess what? 90 some percent of them had AIDS, HIV. Okay? So the proof was out there. So then they killed him. Barry Leans is dead. And he was also killed because he was revealing that cancer, now they tell you cancer is a virus and that they have a vaccination for it, a messenger RNA vaccination for cancer. That's a big fat lie. And if you take that, you're a fool. Now, when I realized this, they told us that, well, I realized as they told us that there were four stages of AIDS. One was airborne. Now, if you remember back and you're really old like me, you will remember that literally every single person you knew in America got a horrible flu-like symptoms that wouldn't go away for weeks, if not months. I got it. I remember it distinctly. It was one of the few times I was ever quite sick like that. Everybody got it. I don't know anyone who didn't get it. That was airborne AIDS. Okay? That was the live viruses that had been regenerated that were dormant, and then they had all these pathogens, adjuvants as they're called, but antigens and pathogens. In other words, every poison they knew, including rattlesnake poison, all kinds of snake poisons, were put into that shot because they were trying to kill those people. And if there was a Wayback Machine and you could go back to the World Health Organization's newsletters in those days, you would find that they literally said they were trying to depopulate the world, clearly. And they did, but it wasn't effective because they're not good scientists, okay? They just aren't good at what they want to do, which is kill about 6 billion people as fast as they can. But so far, bird flu, swine flu, Ebola, all of them, monkeypox, Marburg, you name it. All of those things have not been effective. Their flu shot has, right now, let's take the pneumonia shot. Supposedly, this is what they list on their ingredients, 12 types of pneumonia that are bacterial, 12 types of pneumonia that are viral. That's what's in your pneumonia shot, folks. And they make everyone over 65 feel bad if they don't get it. They're killing them. They are killing them. Those are live viruses. The whole concept of vaccines and live viruses strengthening your immune system is complete insanity. It is a complete lie. It is a narrative for depopulation. And if you believe it, then you're just not awake. Now, if you didn't wake up during AIDS and realize that the four stages were airborne, contact-borne, and then it went into what looks like lymphitis, it's called. In those days, they called it lymphitis. In other words, your lymph glands were all swollen and they didn't work very well. And then, of course, your immune system's not working after that because, you know, even the even what comes out of your pancreas and your gut and so on and so forth still gets filtered through the lymph system. So if your lymph system has been attacked and you had this illness that looked like flu for a few weeks and then it got worse and then it went into your lungs and then it went into your lymph glands and your lymph glands swollen, and then pretty soon someone tells you you have an autoimmune disease, you have AIDS, and you say, but that's not possible. The only people who got AIDS, and I know this because I have had many, many gay friends, and a good number of them fell for this and went and got the shot. Every one of them that got the shot died. The people who didn't get the shot could even have sex with the people who had AIDS actively, and they didn't get AIDS. And they would say that they called those people carriers, just as they say that the people who don't get the shot for COVID is a carrier, complete and absolute nonsense. Or the people who get the shot are shedding stem cells, and they're going to give it to other people. Complete and absolute nonsense. And I'll tell you why I know this for a fact. I knew it before any of this ever came out because I was looking at BioNTech in Germany and looking at their research, just like I was following since the early 90s, crazy bat doctor in China that was creating a synthetic virus. And the whole scientific community was raving that this was the greatest scientist on the face of the earth because she was creating a synthetic virus that she could splice into it every disease known to mankind if she could get that disease isolated. So in the synthetic virus created in China, I could list it because the doctors in Shanghai who revealed the first decoding of the genome of the virus, which came from the two people who first got the virus, who worked in the Wuhan lab, they sent samples to these doctors in Shanghai. The doctors in Shanghai sent out, the first 26 of the decoding, and then they were murdered. They were gathered up and murdered by the Chinese, okay? Because they didn't, that's the way the Chinese work. Now, let's look at the fact that if you have not noticed that children's vaccinations, what the CDC has as the registry for the mandated immunizations, vaccinations for children, first off, I'm going to say that recently they just added, with no approval whatsoever, no approval. There's no FDA approval for any of these vaccines at this point, no matter what company produces them. And if they tell you that, that's like Comer, the one that is the second one they created from Pfizer, they say that's FDA approved. Wrong. None of them are FDA approved. They're still all only emergency use only. And now they've turned that, they can't get sued because there are laws that were created for the vaccine companies that protect them so they can't be sued. They're completely immune from lawsuits. That's the reason that though we have seen at one point, I'm not going to give the exact statistic on that, but basically we see six times more autism spectrum syndrome and Asperger's syndrome, which are both known to come from reactions to immunizations. We've seen their numbers skyrocket as they've now increased the number of shots that are mandatory. Last I checked, it's 81, but now you have all the COVID shots, and I believe that's a yearly shot for some, depending on the age. So, you know, it's probably 100 shots now that you have to get. Okay, if you didn't notice that people were fighting when they started increasing these vaccines for children because of all the children who were being crippled by it and having vaccine adverse events, then you simply weren't paying attention, okay? If you didn't notice that the flu shot, for instance, but 2 years ago, the number of people who got the flu, it was admitted that 65% of them had had the flu shot. Remember the German measles breakout at Disney World? Well, they looked. About 65% of the people had already had the shot. These aren't safe and effective. They're not effective at all. They don't stop a darn thing. And most of those diseases that they give vaccinations for children for, those diseases were already depleted and almost non-existent at the time they created the vaccine. And now we have rampant illness of those illnesses now all over the world, anyone, everywhere the vaccines are going out. For instance, they call it childhood paralysis in India. 400,000 children got polio. Call it what it is. That was a polio vaccine created by Bill Gates, and 400,000 people have sued. Okay? So all I can say to you is that when I was in the military, I went in 72, out in 75. Every time they give me a whole series of shots, three times, I almost died. I had to go to the hospital with hundreds, literally. There were three of these buildings. There were 200. So that was 600 men at a time at Fort Leavenworth, Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. I was there. 600 men at a time would have ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome. That's the exact same thing as COVID. Exactly. It is a flu-like attack on your lungs. So here I am there, you know, a temperature of 106, 107. I was supposed to die from this. I was watching people die every day. Okay? Every day I watched people die. And I knew after I got those shots, it was the shots because it was instantaneous. And all the people in there had just gotten their shots. They were all in basic training. And they had to get double shots while they were there just for those few months. And each time I was twice in the hospital during basic training, almost died. So that's when I got very, very suspicious. And I started looking into this because I'm a principal and I'm an educator. And I wanted to teach in places where they don't demand immunizations, vaccines for children, because they kill them. They harm them. One more thing before I get specific about the details of what I'm about to do, or what the reason I'm giving this talk right now, is that when you get a childhood immunization back in the old days, there were only a few of them. Now there's a whole bunch of them. And now, since 2008, they have put graphene oxide, reduced graphene oxide, and PEG, polyethylene glycol. Both of those are deadly killers. If that's all you got, that's enough to kill you. Now, we know that those only started in 2008, but we know that going back to when I was getting immunizations, I was born in 54. Of course, I got all the immunizations because that's that was like the law. Nobody knew that they could avoid it, right? The CDC has admitted repeatedly that they put adenoviruses, rhinoviruses, all kinds of viruses in the shots all the way back to the beginning, because those are supposed to cause an immune reaction, so that they put a poison in your body, and then your immune system is supposed to react to that, build up a specific antibiotic, which is a lie. There's no such thing. And then essentially, when all those people got those shots, they now admit, and if you don't know this statistic, just look it up. I imagine it's been in our reports. I've put this in intelligence reports. They estimate, CDCP, prevention is what the P stands for, and they never do any prevention. The Center for Disease Control, they create the disease, they control the disease, but they do not prevent the disease. And so those murderers have, from the beginning, known that this was a poison and that it was to kill people. So they now say they say anyone who got shots between 19, I think, it was like the year before I started, was born. So like 53 or something, or perhaps it was, around 1954. Okay. Those people who for 10 years received those shots, 100 million to 200 million people got the following diseases from those shots. And the CDC admits it now. They got heart disease. Isn't that interesting? Heart disease right now, which is going rampant. They got diabetes, which at that time, diabetes started going exponential on Americans, and no one knew why. So heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So literally CDC admits that they gave 200 million Americans those three diseases. Now that's partial truth. It was much, much more, many more people. And the diseases were much more than just those three. But notice that those are the three now that have gone haywire with the new vaccinations, right? Myocarditis, all these heart problems, diabetes, cancer. They now, you're getting every type of cancer known to man, and it's in children. Well, let's remember now, all the children will get the COVID shot. And there's, in some states, there are no waivers. You can't even get a waiver after an adverse event. Now, I was a principal for a long, long time. And in my last job, I was in charge of 10,000 adjudicated youth a year in Michigan, and eventually became the key figure for creating new curriculums for all children in America who were locked up, who were under the age of 18. In other words, all juveniles. So because I was in charge of that here in Detroit, and throughout Michigan, I became very familiar with the people in the vaccine department. And I convinced them by showing them the statistics that all of these juvenile detention facilities would have the same problem. A child would come in and they didn't have their immunization records, so they would give them all their immunizations again, calling the student a liar. And what would happen? They had outbreaks of every one of the diseases that they give immunizations for in these prisons. Juvenile prisons. Let's call them what they are. They call them detention centers. No, they're prisons. And they would literally have pandemics inside of these juvenile detention facilities. So in other words, a new person would come in, they'd get the shots, they'd have the live virus, they'd spread it to the other people in their pod, then they'd spread it to the lunchroom, and then everyone in the whole place has it and nobody can even go in there. They even stop the schools. They stop the teachers from going in. That's what I was in charge of. I was the superintendent of all these schools, 28 schools at one point, handling 10,000 students a year. And then I fought for all those students, for the whole nation, and they ended up taking up our programs and my program of, under no circumstances, unless a person has been in the prison for more than 18 months, and generally the juvenile detention facilities release them around 14 to 18 months, you can't give them more shots because they don't have shot records, because that's discrimination. But they wanted to discriminate against these students. They wanted them all dead. And anybody who is involved in vaccines knows this. Anybody, I don't care who you say, if they have been involved in vaccines, they know what I'm talking about. And they know they're deadly. And that's the reason that the entire Congress, the Senate, the White House, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, all of the people who work at those places are exempt from getting the shots. Did you know that? Why? Because they know what the shots are. They're kill shots. This is depopulation. This is what they have focused on and have for years and years and years and years. So if you get a flu shot, if you get a shingle shot, if you get a pneumonia shot, if you get a shot for your child, if you get a COVID shot, every one of them is a deadly poison. It's just that if you have a strong immune system, it will take a while to affect you. And then it won't affect you in the same way as everyone else. It's going to affect the weakest organs in your body. And that's the reason that our shots, when we were young, like myself, when I was young, it took all this time for a heart condition and a kidney condition to develop. Okay? So the CDC is killing people quickly and killing people slowly. And their virus site does not reflect hardly any of the adverse effects. Now, why do I know this? Because I was in charge of 10,000 students and their immunization records. And I convinced the state to let my schools be the first school to go on their electronic immunization record system. It's called CSRS, CSRS 1 and 2. I was the first educator allowed to use that system. Only doctors used that system at that time. And what did we find? We found that the adverse effects, and also because I was in charge of many other schools and big schools, entire school districts, charter school districts. I had 40 schools in five states that I was in charge of at one point for a charter school management system. It was the largest at the time. So I had all their records. Okay. And I got to see this as a principal and a superintendent every single day. When a child walked in after a shot, I would turn to the mother and say, "Did your child just get an immunization?" And she said, "Yes, how did you know?" Well, I didn't tell her how I knew. Because if you look at their eyes look like they have encephalitis. They have brain fever. And the cases where the weak children with weak immune systems got their shot, they literally, their nose starts running, their eyeballs sink back in their socket, and you can see a space in between their eyelids and their eyeball. I can see it every single time. I was never wrong. And by the way, as a principal, I had to make sure that any disease that came into the school, that I stopped it at the door and made sure that people went back and did whatever. But I also allowed waivers, religious waivers, as well as an adverse event to an immunization, a vaccine adverse event. And if they had an adverse event, they were, so it's called a contraindication. If they had that, then they're not supposed to have any more shots. But after a while, the doctor said, no, we're just going to wait a while and give them the same shot again. And if they get sick and die, well, then it's called sudden infant death syndrome. Or it's blamed on some kind of disease for a child who's older. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing that's going on with the adult sudden death syndrome. It's vaccinations. So I had the records, and I was able to show and prove to the people who were in charge of vaccinations in this state, Michigan, that they needed to stop the immunizations for all students who were in juvenile detention facilities. And then I also forced the issue, because the issue here in Michigan for a long time, they wouldn't tell anyone that they could get a waiver for religious or medical purposes, even if it was contraindication for adverse events. Still, they wouldn't give them a waiver. So I basically let the whole world know this. So I was writing about this early on in the early 70s, and I've continuously written about this. So if someone would be paying any attention to the people out there who are doing the statistical analysis to demonstrate that any injection into your bloodstream is a danger to you, especially if it's under the auspices of any type of vaccine, because there are no vaccines. There are no safe and effective vaccines, never have been, never will be. It is a myth. And we can go into, now I'd like to go into other things. So anyway, I got exposed to creating the policy for AIDS. I myself got sick with ARDS, which is the same thing as SARS, three times and almost died from it in the military from vaccines. Then I saw it in schools, and then I saw it in the prison systems, and now we're seeing it again. So what I need to say is not going to be nice, okay? There are groups of people out there. I'm going to name a couple of them, though people won't like what I'm about to say. There is a collective ran by Sasha Stone and some others, Robert David Steele, who used to contact me every week begging me to join his group, which was a fake group. He was completely fake. He's now passed away. Every week he'd beg me, he'd call me, he'd beg me to join his group. And I'd say, no, I'm not going to, because I knew he was a fake. Well, Sasha Stone is a fake. And so are a number of people part of this organization. And what they do is they have a club. And they go from place to place giving conferences. And so now there's 50 people in this club who are doctors who are going to come tell you some nonsense about the pandemic. And I mean total, absolute nonsense, because they don't know what they're talking about. And in fact, I have to suspect that they are there as spin. They are there as a constructed enemy to those who wish to vaccinate the world. But of course, those who wish to vaccinate the world don't take the vaccines. Don't forget that. So these groups, they do conferences all around. So I've been listening to this since the beginning. And I want to remind you, go back. We were the first people to tell you that messenger RNA didn't work at all in any subjects in either of the two German companies that developed it. So when Pfizer bought it, Pfizer knew that it was a fraud. They knew that there was no such thing as a spike protein. They knew that messenger RNA had been a complete failure in every single test, and they tested it on some terminally ill children and killed all of them. They killed every animal in every test at BioNTech in Germany. And then when they threw away the idea, Pfizer bought it and turned it into this fraud. Now, as you know, you can hear this, that Pfizer now says, we didn't do this. The Department of Defense told us to carry out this fraud. But we carried it out because they ordered us to do so. So it's not our fraud. It's the fraud of the Department of Defense. Why would they say that? I'll tell you why. There have been coronavirus vaccines given to soldiers for 20 years in Russia, in China, here in America, all over the world. Okay? There's no such thing as a soldier in the last 20 years that hasn't been given a shot to stop the common flu. All right? Because the flu can kill you. But you have to ask the question, if they already had a coronavirus vaccine, why would they create the new one with messenger RNA? Well, first off, because it wasn't effective. Second off, because they had to have a big fat lie that nobody could prove. And so the way that they analyze viruses, they don't know the difference between cellular debris called exosomes and viruses. They are exactly the same. They are the same. There are no living viruses outside of a biological body that is transmissible. There's just no such thing. That's the reason they had to take the pangolin DNA, they had to take bat DNA, they had to take shrew DNA, mice DNA, and any old animal that has been around for a long time and take their DNA, because in it was the cure for illnesses that have long time ago been basically overcome by the immune system of these animals. But once they activate them, there is no way to stop them. Now, the problem is even if you inject it into a person's bloodstream, it is still not very transmissible. That's a fact. Matter of fact, the proof is in the pudding. There has never been a case of a single person that that they did studies on to show that they had a virus, even AIDS, supposedly, which is supposedly a virus, which it isn't. It's a man-made bioweapon, and try to follow it being transmissible to another person. They tried this with this with the Spanish flu, remember? But also remember, they couldn't get one single person with the Spanish flu through saliva, through blood, through contact, anything to spread to another person. So how did it happen? It started at Fort Leavenworth, where in Kansas, where they gave an experimental typhus vaccine to the soldiers. And when it had, didn't have an immediate effect on them, they said, good, it works. So then they gave it to all the soldiers in 1913. And they gave it to everybody that they could. And it created the Spanish flu. Why? Because the what they call, when they say antigens, you should read poison. When they say pathogens, of course, you know, that's a poison. When they say adjuvants, you should understand that is a horrifying poison. There's hardly a poison on the face of the earth that wasn't that the crazy bat doctor, Xi, in Wuhan, didn't splice into her synthetic virus. She had Spanish flu in it. She had other types of flu in it. She had two types of HIV in it. She had Marburg's. She had monkeypox. She had pneumonia, many types of pneumonia. Anything that was poisonous, she put into this synthetic virus. Now, you can't do that unless you're planning to kill people. So going over to the wet market, and that these two people that I told you about that got infected first, the first two, the ground zero for this supposed virus was in the Wuhan lab. And they said they went over to the wet market on a regular basis and had bat soup. First off, people went there. There's no bat soup there. What are they doing in the Wuhan lab? They go down and they get these bats and they're doing what I told you they do with them. And so, yes, they got contaminated. And yes, they got sick. And yes, they decoded the genome of that. And it was literally exactly what was in the Scientific America magazines from 1998 up until 2020 or 2019. She was the biggest thing they talked about. And they were so proud they'd created a synthetic virus. And so what happened? That was, of course, Ralph Baric in North Carolina did the same thing, but he did it with the nanotubes. And they know that the nanotubes are what? They're made out of, in many cases, graphene oxide. Graphene oxide is toxic to every cell in your body. It is one of the most deadly poisons. But they say the mad scientist, the superstition scientist, the science who thinks they're God, tells you all these fantastic lies. They're nothing but bad theories. But now these bad theories are being used as the narrative to create the fear. But let's remember, all of science is based on fear and death. The only reason science invents something, well, and a third reason, that's greed. So the scientists can put their name on it and get the credit for it and make money off of it. But essentially, it's all fear and death. When you analyze something, you kill it. The doctors don't, they don't look at anything alive. They only look at things they can kill. And if they can kill it, no matter what it is, it becomes the new medicine without any tests on animals. That's the new thing. That's why we now have a messenger RNA vaccine for cancer. Complete insanity. Cancer is not a virus. Okay? Complete insanity. They're going to tell you that any minute, they're going to tell you that they have the same thing for people with diabetes. And any minute, they're going to tell you they have a vaccine for myocarditis. Mark my words. Because why? They have faked out the whole world. Everybody's gone for it through fear and through death. And they don't even look at VAERS. They don't look at the Vaccine Adverse Event Registry System. If they did, they would know that these shots that are being given out now have the worst reaction of anything ever before. Basically, it is more than all of the adverse events for the past 30 years times 100. Okay? And they won't stop it. And now they've made it so that all children will get this the second they're born. You know that a child gets a hepatitis B shot the second they're born? Why? Are they using dirty needles and running up drugs or having sex with prostitutes who have... Okay, what the hell? Why would you give a baby these vaccinations, which don't work, to kill them? Now, I know I sound a bit dramatic here, but this is no exaggeration. I've been fighting this in writing, so I can prove all of this, since probably 1972. And now the evidence just stacks up more and more. So this cult group of people who are supposed to be the plandemic heroes are exactly like the CIA and FBI agents they planted in the truther movement for 9/11. Right? 9/11 was ready to demand that because they had gotten samples of the building, which they shipped the World Trade Centers. I don't know if you know this. They hid all that stuff. They wouldn't let anyone go near the site. They took every speck of that stuff and sent it off supposedly to China. Then we find out they supposedly sent it somewhere else and they built a ship out of it and all this stuff. That's all complete insanity. It had thermite in it, and thermite is easily detectable. So someone got a bucket full of it, and they sent it to all these people, all the experts in America, and they all said massive amounts of military-grade thermite took the building down. Well, has anything happened? No, because the truther movement had been subverted, infiltrated and subverted, and nothing happened. That's exactly what's happening with all these people who are out there making money off of being heroes of the plandemic. When Robert Malone, I'm going to tell you this, and this is the truth because you can hear him say this. First off, Robert Malone is a fraud. And that's been all over the place in case you haven't noticed. But he, to get his talks now, you have to pay. You have to be part of the group, right? And this group does conferences all over the place. They also do online conferences, and you can hear them talk. And when they first started, they had a little piece, little pieces of the puzzle. They still have pieces of the puzzle, but they don't have the whole puzzle. But if they, Robert Malone knows full well that the things he's saying are fantastic lies and that he, in fact, invented some of the components for the nanoparticles. He invented some of the components for the chemical RNA so that they started manipulating DNA, right? This is recombinant DNA work. All of this is recombinant DNA. In other words, scientists saying that they're God and they're going to change your DNA to make you a better person, and or they're going to splice things into your DNA or splice things out, cut things out of your DNA. And this is happening all over the place. If you look at our intelligence reports, I put out like recently what light therapy is doing. Light therapy that has not been tested on anybody. Infrared light can cut open your DNA. They can mark the section they want to take out with luciferase and other types of bioluminescent enzymes and other stuff. And then when they see it, they can go in and they can cut it out of your DNA. Okay? So they can manipulate DNA with light at this point, and they can make it whatever they want. They can cut out the God particle, what they call the God gene. They can cut out and then they can splice things into it. So we know exactly how this happened. It was Fauci and Deborah Brix took Jonah Salk's realization that retroviruses existed in all animals and that they, if they got into a human, they would create a deadly paralysis. Okay, so they knew that from the beginning. So Fauci created AIDS. Anthony Fauci created HIV/AIDS. Deborah Brooks, they're the heroes of AIDS. If you go back and you read, just go Google it, you'll be told that they are the wonders who created AZT, which kills everybody who uses it practically. They're the wonders scientists who found that they took people who had AIDS in the final, they took people who had AIDS and then got over it. And what did they do? They went to their gut biome, took out parts of it and created the virions that Fauci has 24 of the 28 virion patents in the world. And so every time someone gets remdesivir, Fauci makes money off of it because he discovered it. Those virions are all deadly poisons. And it's the opposite of what they say they are. So when you go and you get the new treatments and also monoclonal treatments and these things, these are deadly treatments. It's just like putting a ventilator on a person who had horrible, if you had SARS or ARDS and you put them on a ventilator, likelihood is they're going to die. Why? Because they couldn't breathe, and now you're clogging up their breathing, trying to get the water out of their lungs, and you kill them. What's new? We got to see that happen to tens of thousands of people, and nothing changed. Nothing. Matter of fact, they were paid to give those ventilators, what was it, $39,000 for every person they put on a ventilator. Every doctor who claimed that they treated someone with COVID was paid money. That's the reason the doctors are not telling you the truth. Now, this cult, I'm not going to name the cult because of certain associations I have with certain people who think that they're okay. But the reality is Robert Malone helped create this illness, and he wasn't a whistleblower when he created it. And then when they threw him out, just like they threw out Mikovits, remember Mikovits was Anthony Fauci's right hand until he put her in jail. Okay? Did she go to jail for being a whistleblower? No. Did Robert Maloney become a whistleblower? No. Robert Maloney. Did any of these people who are now telling you about spike protein and telling you complete nonsense about messenger RNA is safe and effective, or those people are all murderers? And the people who helped create that murdering drug are now leading this movement. And where do they lead them to? A spin zone. They're not going to tell you what I just told you about AIDS. They're not going to tell you about childhood vaccinations since 2008 have deadly graphene oxide, reduced graphene oxide, and PEG, polyurethane, polyethylene glycol, though they know they're deadly poisons. And so they didn't put it in the shot. Why didn't they put it in the shot? Because it's in your food, it's in your water, it's in the air, it's in all other vaccinations. Okay? Look at the ingredients. G-O, that's the way they'll list it, and PEG, P-E-G. Both of those together is a deadly cocktail. And that doesn't include all the other things they put in it. Remember the guy who came out and said, oh, it's got rattlesnake poison in it, and it's going to be in king cobra poison, and it's been put in the water. Well, that guy's a complete idiot. All of this mythology of vaccinations comes from working with deadly poisons, especially snake venom. So when they give a number of a content of what's in a vaccine, and that it's a number, usually that's a cocktail of 40 substances, including at least a few poisonous snake venoms, okay? So it is true poisonous snake venom is used, but if you are a shill like that guy who made a ton of money coming out, and for a while he was the big splash, he was interviewed by everybody, and everybody who interviewed him was an idiot because they didn't say, hey, stupid, don't you know that the venom is diluted in water? It's ineffective. When it hits air, it becomes ineffective. And that there isn't enough venom in the world to poison the water systems in America, you are a complete and absolute fraud. Well, that's what should have been said, but that's not what's said, because we have a bunch of ignorant people who don't know history, who don't care to learn history, and won't go back and look at the record of vaccinations and what has been caused. I didn't allow any of my children to get any vaccinations, and I recommend that no one ever gets any vaccination for themselves or their children ever under any circumstances. Why? They're all poisonous. And what they don't tell you, and this is true for many of you, you may be shocked when I say this, but I research, I know this for a fact because it's affected me. I was taking a drug called gabapentin. I didn't know, and neither did doctors. Every doctor that I've told this does not know this. They should all be fired. And they're all murderers because they don't take the time to research it. Almost every drug in America made by pharmaceutical companies has active and inactive ingredients. They don't tell you what's in it. And did you know that the label on food, they don't have to tell you what's in it. They rescinded that law. They rescinded it a long time ago. So what you eat is the content. Do you know that they now call monosodium glutamate a natural substance because it was made in a natural process in a big bath like enzymes? Or no, wrong. It is deadly poison to certain people with liver problems and will turn them green upon eating it and make them deadly ill if they eat any more of it, right? But this is in many of our foods. So on foods, on medicines, on anything that supposedly the government is monitoring, there's active and inactive ingredients. So don't believe for one second when you say to that doctor, I'm allergic to gluten and dairy. Are you sure this drug doesn't have that in it? he doesn't know or she doesn't know. They're a fraud. How come I can look it up and find out? And what was killing me in the drug was not only that was a horrible drug, which had multi-billion dollar class action lawsuits created from people who died. Gabapentin has 11 ways you can have a neurological death created by gabapentin. And they still give it out. And they write these prescriptions for anybody with neurasthenic pain. But it doesn't even help. It makes it worse. So in it are inactive ingredients, which are gluten and dairy. Now, that's with some of the pills, not some of the other, some of the others. Of course, any pill that's been squeezed into a pill has talc in it, practically, almost every one of them. And Anthony Fauci's family, since his grandparents have been killing people with talc, and the lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson has been going on for what, 3 decades? And all the science says talc kills. It's poisonous. Have they stopped it? No. They'll call it an inactive ingredient. And so the inactive ingredients in vaccines, they don't tell you. So when if you think you're looking at the complete ingredients for any vaccination from any of these companies, you are incorrect. By law, they don't have to list what's in it. Now, is graphene oxide and PEG in the vaccine? No, they don't need it to be, as I've said. It's everywhere. Everybody has that in them. Babies in utero have it in them, because it goes through even the placenta barrier. It goes through the blood-brain barrier to the brain. And every single shot that, what are they called? There's a shot that they put in your arm and it has graphene oxide sheets in it, literally millions of graphene oxide sheets. And as the sheets dissolve, they have the drug on them. And because the drug has been coded to go to the right organ, they release this from the hydrogel. They're called hydrogels. So some injections and certainly lots of treatments are delivered through a hydrogel with graphene oxide in it. Massive amounts of graphene oxide. Literally, that's the reason that some people have a magnetic reaction to this, because graphene oxide acts as a metal, though it's not. And it is toxic to every cell in the body, every single cell in the body. And they say it goes dormant and it just goes to muscles, tissue, and nerve and sits there and is dormant. Lie. That's like the varicella shot. That's for chickenpox, right? Well, have you noticed they have to give a second varicella called, it's a viral form of chickenpox. And of course, shingles and herpes all come from where? Your chickenpox shot, your varicella shot that you got when you were young. It goes into your spine, stays there until it is under stress, and then releases it. Mm-hmm. You can thank your vaccines for that. So they know exactly what's in these things, okay? Most people who created them know exactly what's in them. The doctors who don't know what's in them should be taken out and I don't even know. The doctors who don't take the time to find out what they're shooting into people's bodies, what do you call that? I'm pretty sure that's a crime. Certainly it's against the Geneva Convention. Certainly it's against the Nuremberg Convention. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. It's against everything. You cannot be a doctor and give out these shots without finding out what's in them and doing your homework. Because guess what? That doctor doesn't take the shot. And his children don't take the shot, and his children don't get vaccines. But if you go into a doctor's office these days and you say, my children have a waiver for vaccines, you know what they do? They will no longer serve you, and they will shuffle you out of that office as fast as can be, instead of the opposite being true. That if your child has had the vaccination and they go into the doctor's office, they are filled with the virus that they got the shot for, all the viruses, but they're not really viruses, but they're filled with these poisons. They're filled with things that kill your immune system. And this, in some cases, because they're bacterial infections, really, that's what pneumonia is. And that's what 12 of the substances in the vaccine for pneumonia is. They're bacterial. So the difference between a bacteria and a virus, they don't even know the difference. And they sure don't know the difference between a virus and an exosome. But if they would go back to the work of Anton Bouchamp, they would realize there are no germs. and there are no living viruses. There's plenty of bacteria, trillions of bacteria, and they're everywhere. And we have an immune system that can beat every single one of them. And there is no such thing as what they're telling you when they assess you and say, yes, we found an antibiotic that is specific to an immune response to the vaccinations. Lie. There's no such thing. You cannot make an antibiotic specific for an illness. Not going to happen. Never will happen. Never has happened. And anyone who's a doctor should know this, but they don't know this because they have been brainwashed by fear and by death. And the reason we go to the doctor, fear and fear of death. Fear we're going to get sick, fear we're going to die. Why? Because the doctors tell you you're going to. And when you go to a doctor now to err on the side of their insurance policy, they're going to tell you you could possibly have the worst thing that this could be. That's their job. In other words, they make you sick. So the health industry is a death industry, plain and simple. It's now the largest industry in America, and the pharmaceutical companies walk away with most of the money. And what is the number one cause of death in America? Some will argue it's number three. I argue it's number one, and I have the statistics to prove it. Iatrogenic death. Death by doctor. And this is from the ones that we know the doctor created the death. And I'm not even talking about the hundreds of millions of those who are dying because of the vaccines, which the doctors promote and say you have to have, though they don't use them and they don't put that stuff in their children. I assure you. Matter of fact, the head of the CDC and Pfizer tried to travel to one of these countries and they said, you can't come because you haven't been vaccinated. The people promoting the vaccinations can't travel because they haven't been vaccinated. I can assure you, Anthony Fauci has not ever had a vaccine put in his body, except when he was young and really, really stupid. Because once he realized what it was, like I have, this is what I'm going to say to all those fake people like Robert Malone and Mikovits, and I could list the whole group of them because I've listened ad infinitum to their stupidity. If they don't tell you about AIDS, about children's vaccinations, about flu, shingles, pneumonia vaccinations, they're part of the problem. They're a shill. Wittingly or unwittingly, they are trying to kill you. Under no circumstances, and I would have told you this in 1973 when I got the statistics to prove it, don't ever, ever put a vaccination into your bloodstream, because the war now is the pharmaceutical companies against your bloodstream. And I've been saying that now since literally 1973. I've never let up on it. And all I have now is more statistics to prove it. So if you are terrified by the plandemic, you can't get it from people who've been vaccinated. Not possible. First off, every virus changes when it goes to a new host. They can't isolate it. There's never been a vaccine the virus isolated. Never, no virus has ever been isolated properly, okay? And no stem cell from a fake vaccine, which they call a viral vector, has ever been isolated in anybody that has been analyzed that is dying from this. So think of it. They have no proof of any of this, and yet it marches forward, and now all of our children are going to get the shot. So I'm mad as hell, folks. And I'm begging you, do not vaccinate your children under any circumstances. If you have to move out of California because they make it mandatory and they'll put you in jail, like Kamala Harris did to parents, right? Move out. Move to a state where you can have a religious waiver. Because no matter what, it is going to harm you. It's just a matter of time. So please, please understand. All vaccines are poison. Do not take them.